fix your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car in 4 years, no goals. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar in.
You, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That we beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
KZST, welcome to your Thursday. It is 8:11, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, 50 degrees, some hazy sunshine, mid 60s today, rather. I'm Debbie Abrams, and up next, a feature I call the Mishmash Minute, a hodgepodge of local information, tidbits that may impact you in some way. First, those Trader Joe's tote bags are hard to come by after trending on TikTok. People are reselling them for hundreds of dollars. The latest item to go viral, these mini totes are offered in four colors, blue, red, green, and yellow, and are in high demand. The bags retail for $2.99 and are now advertised on social media platforms for $20 all the way up to $999 for a set of four. Check with your local Trader Joe's to see if they have any left. Also, comedian and actor Joe Gatto is bringing his stand-up comedy show to Sonoma County. It is this Saturday at the LBC in Santa Rosa. I had him on the show last week, a very funny guy. He's best known for his show, Impractical Jokers. And to wrap up the Mishmash Minute, Santa Rosa has been named the 10th best beer city in the U.S., according to USA Today. The area hosts, of course, many breweries, beer bars, brew pubs, and beer festivals. Of course, speaking of beer, Russian River Brewing's annual release of that iconic triple IPA, Pliny the Younger, takes place tomorrow in Santa Rosa and Windsor. Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to check traffic. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Jeremy Porter in our Rohnert Park studio. How are those roadways?
Thank you, Debbie. Commute traffic is going to be heavy on northbound 101 north of Highway 12, and those transition ramps from 12 to 101 are still pretty backed up. Looks like Caltrans is out doing more maintenance on northbound 101 in the area of Railroad Avenue and Highway 116, so please slow down and give them room while they work. Buckle up and drive safe. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Jeremy Porter on KZST.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
Counties, KZST. It is Thursday. It is 8:20, 50 degrees in Santa Rosa. Hazy sunshine right now. We'll see temperatures heading into the mid-60s.
Guess what I heard? This weekend at Grocery Outlet, you can get early access to the 20% off wine sale. All you need to do is download the new Grocery Outlet app. You can easily create shopping lists, see weekly ads, look at what's in stock at the grocery outlet nearest you, and get a heads up on those crazy, insane bargains. Download the app today and be ready to stock up the wine fridge. Saturday and Sunday only, March 23rd through the 24th.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Need information on healthcare options, transportation services, or assistance with daily activities? Look no further than the Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory. This comprehensive directory is a treasure trove of local services and programs tailored to our vibrant community. If you're an older adult and looking for social activities, or someone with a disability seeking adaptive technologies, the 2024 Sonoma County Aging and Disability Resource Directory has you covered. Go to agingdisabilitysonomacounty.org.
Did you know that the Peanuts comic strip is known as Little Radishes in Denmark?
Where did you hear that?
I heard it on the radio.
56% of people own a smartphone. 78% of people listen to radio at least an hour a day.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
Spring is always amazing.
The birds start to sing.
Ice cream. There's flowers.
Sonoma County's 100.1.
Your music. Your radio station.
KZST.
Your dream high in the quiet of the night, you know that I caught it. Bad, bad boy, shiny toy with a price, you know that I bought it. Killing me slow, out the window, I'm always waiting for you to be waiting below. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes, what doesn't kill me makes me want you more. Just screw it up in these trying times, we're not trying. So cut the headlights, summer's a knife. I'm always waiting for you just to cut to the bone. Devils roll the dice, angels roll their eyes. And if I bleed, you'll be the last to know.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams with three words for you this morning. Local lottery fever. If you don't typically play, you may want to rethink that this week. The Powerball jackpot up and over $750 million for Saturday's drawing. And that Mega Millions pot, 977 mil and growing. That drawing is tomorrow. And by the way, we had a local Super Lotto winner. The ticket sold in Petaluma. That lucky person will receive $14,000, which could buy a few Cadbury chocolate bunnies for Easter.
I walk along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be.
Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 21st at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:29. I'm Brent Allen. Enjoy the sunshine today because clouds will be back tomorrow. We are currently sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Sebastopol's police chief, Ronald Nelson, sent a letter to Safeway asking them to increase security at its store on North Main Street. Nelson requests more security staffing during the afternoon hours when loitering and theft tend to peak. High school students are dismissed from school that are often the culprits in creating an undesirable environment for paying customers. Nelson also has invited Safeway to collaborate with the Sebastopol Police Department to implement tactics to deter crimes inside of the store. High school students across the country and right here in Sonoma County trying to apply for a student aid for college through the Federal Student Aid Office website reported multiple errors leading to website crashes and the inability to complete the process. The U.S. Department of Education has walked back its intended rollout on December 31st of 2023. now calling it a soft launch, meaning regular unpredictable site maintenance should be expected. One problem plaguing many local families is the stipulation that a child's parents must have social security numbers to submit financial statements. Many parents in our community do not have a number, and a previous workaround has been removed. Petaluma police have released the numbers from their Friday night DUI enforcement, and they were busy. The checkpoint was at Petaluma Boulevard North at Gossage Avenue between 6 p.m. and 2 a.m. In total, 1,368 vehicles passed through. 900 of those were screened. Only two were arrested for DUI, one for drugs, one for a